In this bulletin, police in Ukraine say they've found mass graves in the Kyiv region. The Labour Party promises to establish a national anti-corruption commission before the end of the year if it wins the federal election. And Alexander Zverev advances to the semi-finals of the Monte Carlo Masters. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is campaigning in Victoria, where he's faced questions about the Liberal candidate for Warringah, Catherine Deaves. New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane has called for her to be disendorsed over comments about transgender people. Ms. Deaves has apologized on multiple occasions this week, including after revelations she compared her lobbying to stop transgender athletes from competing in women's sport to standing up against the Holocaust. Mr. Morrison says he doesn't agree with Matt Keane's assessment of Catherine Deaves.
I don't share Matt's view. I share Tony Abbott's view. I'm not joining that pile-on. And she has learned from her experiences about how she's sought to deal with this issue in the past. And I have no doubt that she'll pursue these issues in a more sensitive way and more respectful way in the future.
The Labour Party is promising to establish a federal integrity body by the end of this year if it wins the election. Scott Morrison promised to set up such a body at the 2019 election, but his government has yet to deliver one. Labour frontbencher Jason Clare has told the ABC the ALP wants an integrity commission that can hold public hearings.
I think most Australians would think if a royal commission can hold public hearings, so should an anti-corruption commission investigating corrupt politicians. An anti-corruption commission also needs to be able to commence its own investigations. Under the model that Scott Morrison was proposing, it can only commence an investigation if it's ticked off by Cabinet. Now, that's the sort of thing you'd expect in some sort of authoritarian regime overseas. If you don't think corruption is real in Canberra, you're not looking for it.
A Supreme Court judge will preside over a special commission of inquiry into suspected hate crimes against members of the LGBTIQ plus community in New South Wales. It will inquire into the manner and cause of death in all unsolved hate crimes between 1970 and 2010, and will also examine the manner and cause of death in all cases that remain unsolved from the 88 deaths or suspected deaths considered by Strike Force Parabel. That review concluded that of the 88 deaths, 27 were likely murdered simply for being gay. Justice John Sekhar will have the power to hold hearings, summon witnesses, and inspect documents. He has been asked to deliver a final report by June 30, 2023. Police in Ukraine say more than 900 bodies have been found in the Kyiv region following the withdrawal of Russian forces. The police say 95% of those killed died of gunshot wounds. The head of Kyiv's regional police force is Andriy Nebutov.
I want to say that the number of killed civilians has surpassed 900. And I emphasize, these are civilians whose bodies we've discovered and handed over for forensic examination. This is more than 900 people currently killed at the hands of the Russian army.
The family of an African refugee killed by a police officer in the United States is demanding authorities sack the officer and file criminal charges. The unnamed officer is on paid leave after shooting Congolese refugee Patrick Lioya. Lioya had grabbed a police officer's taser after being pulled over in Grand Rapids, Michigan, before the officer drew his gun and shot the 26-year-old in the back of the head. Speaking through a translator at a news conference, prominent civil rights lawyer Brent Crump claimed the officer did not follow basic training protocols.
What you see in that video is unnecessary and justifiable. Excessive use
na balitumikisha nguvu sana
of fatal force.
Na ila kusema mpaka kufika kuua.
You see a police officer
unaona police askari
escalate
anapeleka shida
a minor traffic stop
kitu ya kidogo yenye ingefanya haizifike
into a deadly execution
mpaka nafika kuexecute mtu.
The only surviving member of the IS attack team that terrorized Paris in 2015 has asked for forgiveness and expressed his condolences for the victims. Salah Abdeslam is on trial over the attacks in the Bataclan theaters, Paris cafes, and the National Stadium, which left 130 people dead. The 32-year-old is appearing before a special court on charges of murder, attempted murder, and hostage-taking. He's expressed his condolences and offered an apology to all the victims of the attacks in November 2015. In tennis, Alexander Zverev has advanced to the semifinals of the Monte Carlo Masters with an epic victory over Jannik Sinner. The German second seed battled for more than 3 hours with his 20-year-old opponent, eventually winning 5-7, 6-3, 7-6. Zverev will next meet either defending champion Stefanos Tsitsipas or Argentine Diego Schwartzman. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 26 degrees. Adelaide, also sunny, 30 degrees. Melbourne, sunny there too, 27. Hobart, cloudy, 20 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 26. Cairns, also partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, and a possible storm, 34 degrees.